Good morning, 6:19 a.m. on September, must have August again, September the 17th, 2013, a Tuesday, and we should move much more toward a normal routine today, I hope. The flood routine is getting a bit tedious, and I feel bad complaining because for thousands, quite literally thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, getting back to normal is going to mean finding where your house was. Yeah, 17 and a half minutes on the front side. Not a fast walk this morning, but 51 days and counting. I'm still walking. So, yeah, I feel bad. It's like, oh, this is terribly inconvenient. But for tens of thousands of people, inconvenient doesn't begin to cover it. The news coming down out of the mountains is not happy news. Everybody was aware of the flooding in the plains, and everybody suspected that there were going to be problems upslope. Roads, major roads, are still cut north and south. Poudre Canyon, the Big Thompson Canyon, I'm sorry, is probably still closed. I haven't looked, I haven't seen. But people who were living there are now pretty much waiting for the water to go down. A lot of it's gone down, so we're slowly subsiding. But there's still tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of acres flooded out on the plains. There's still towns that have rivers flowing through their main streets, or what used to be their main streets, and are now now rivers. House is gone. There's still 600 people unaccounted for. Only, I think, 7 or 8 confirmed killed, but I suspect that's because the water is hiding a multitude of sins. So from that perspective, you know, being a little bit inconvenienced, having the car in the shop for another day because they can't get the part they need up from Denver, there are no roads. There are roads, but there are not roads that have been inspected and deemed safe. There's a couple of places where, and I don't know if it's South Platte or the Cache or the Cache La Poudre or one of them, but there's several places where Oxbows, next to the main north-south route, and that gets really, it was over flooded. It was flooded over the top, over the surface of the highway, and they're not sure if there's been any damage done to the underlayment yet. So they don't want anybody driving on it until they figure out if it's going to hold the weight of a car or a truck. So, yeah, weirdness. A 1,000-year flood, they're saying now. 1,000-year flood. Not 100-year flood. 1,000-year flood. Not once a century, once a millennium. The century floods are bad enough. So today's weather is chilly. There's a low hugging ground fog. It's not too surprising given the humidity. I've talked about that before, but there's a quite a dense ground fog in places. It's not right here in this neighborhood, but looking out, there was really evident this morning looking out taking the picture, although it didn't really show up in the picture very well. I just walked past the view that shows me the soccer pitch across the street, and that was pretty much socked in. They wouldn't be playing soccer there this morning for a while anyway. But school's back in session today. University's holding classes again today. The people who needed an extra day to get cleaned up, people who needed an extra day to make arrangements for substitute teachers because they can't get here yet. It's odd to think this place is sort of cut off. It's not really cut off. It's not totally cut off. But the main throughways in and out of here are somewhat restricted compared to what they are normally would be. Up in the mountains, there are whole towns, 4,000 or 5,000 people, where there was only one road in or out, and that road is now history. Ah, here comes Mercury. There's an older gentleman who rides an old style fat tired bicycle. And he has a bike helmet. And in the vents, in the slots in the bike helmet, he's got two aluminum foil wings like Mercury in his hat. I see him out quite frequently. I see him out several times a week, making the rounds of the neighborhood, pedaling about. And particularly early in the morning before the traffic gets heavy, he's out. I miss my bicycle. I like to bicycle. Bicycling was fun. I did a lot of bicycling when I was 30, 40. I even brought my bicycle out here. I have a really nice titanium-framed touring bike that is completely unsuited for riding in Colorado. The Texas tack is a kind of weed. It grows flat on the ground, and its seeds are shaped like caltrops, so that no matter which side they drop, there's always a point sticking up. And so they grow in the gutters, they grow along the verge of the sidewalks, they grow everywhere here. And if you pick one up in your bicycle tire, and it's not a heavy-duty mountain bike tire, then it immediately just punctures the tire and you're left walking. I get them in my boots all the time, and it's irritating because then they scratch as they walk, and I have to kind of scuff them out or try to get down there with a pair of pliers and pull them out. But Texas tacks and bicycling here doesn't work. There's a feeling of bicycling. There's a feeling of freedom, of the wind. That sound of the wind rushing past your face, the sound of the wheels, the tires on the pavement. There's a kind of I always felt like a fish swimming along, pedaling slowly in high gear, bike moving, zipping along even though I'm not working very hard, or not moving very fast. I'm working quite hard actually, but not moving very fast. I suppose I could upgrade the bicycle. But it would mean time, and time is my limiting factor. I got so much to do again, still. But we're getting there. We're getting there. I have to focus. It's one of the things that I had trouble with my therapist yesterday. Said I have to focus on what I've managed to accomplish. Ooh, a damp monk pole this morning. Very damp monk pole. Yuck. So I have to focus on being in the day, on being okay. Let's move this thing forward a little bit. Let's not focus on the fact that there's so much to do. You can't do anything because that's silly. But it's so easy to get overwhelmed. I still haven't finished half shares markup. I should be working on ownership, but I don't have the edits. I need to be focusing on production. Maybe today I can do some audio work. If everybody goes to work today, I can do a little bit of audio work today. At least get the retakes I have to get out for Abby. The air feels soft this morning. The air feels... Some days it feels crisp and clean. Other days it feels hard and cold. Particularly in the winter. Today the air feels soft. It's the humidity, of course. Hello, Blue Jay. Delivery is. Oh, there it goes. Floating across the street. So, yeah, today the air feels soft. It's cool. It's a chilly morning, 55 degrees. We should be seeing more of these going forward. At least I hope so. I really like 55 degrees. I think I'd like 50 better. It's rather pleasant. It's sun is coming up. It isn't up yet. It's still down behind the fog in the east. The sky is getting lighter. There's some blue up there now. That's a good sign. I'm saying high pressure areas moved in, settled on the state, so that should keep us dry for a few days. A few days of drying will help. The humidity will move on, and that will help dry the ground as well. Good morning. She's turning into a regular. I've seen her 2 or 3 mornings now. What does this look like? Oh yes, it is. It's Mercury. He's come around. He's retrograde. He's come around the block. He's going into one of the cul-de-sacs that may be where he lives. I look at him and I think, oh, an older gentleman. And then I realize he's probably 10 years younger than I am. It's sometimes odd for me to think of that. To think that in a few weeks I'm going to be 61. That at 60, you know, and when I was 20, I looked at people who were 60 as, wow, I wonder how they feel. Their life is almost over. And while it's probably true, my father only lived to 72. My grandfather lived to 86. I think his father was mid-80s. And that was back before there was healthcare, and before there was community support, and before there was all this other stuff. He lived on a farm, raised beef cows. I think he had some chickens too. But when you think I've got certainly more than two-thirds, perhaps as much as three-quarters of my life behind me, I think, oh, I've got so many stories I want to write. I've got so much stuff that has to get done. And it could end any minute. Of course, that's true whatever age you are, because the number one killer of youth is automobiles. And cars kill more people than I think all but the top two diseases combined. I don't know, that may be a bad statistic. I'm quoting from memory, and my memory is notoriously spotty these days. Making a turn north beside the park here. It's interesting, the layers of fog. There's splotches of it. There's patches where across the grass there's a patch of fog that's very small. It's quite contained. It covers just a small corner of the field. And then across the way diagonally there's another one. It's small. It's some kind of perhaps damp spot in the ground where the moisture has come up, or perhaps where the air is just a little bit cooler. Starlings and grackles all beginning to flock up. There'll be some huge flocks of birds here next few weeks. A lot of birds right there, but they're pretty widely scattered. They're not in tight flocks like they will be later on. Smorgasbord for hawks here. Saturday I saw the lawnmower guy coming out. It was the first day where it wasn't raining forever, and so he came out and did a little touch-up job on the park on Saturday. I thought that was kind of cool. My lawn is looking quite nice for the moment, and that's only on the front yard. The backyard is just a mess. Backyard is half flooded because of the sump pump running. It's scoured out in places. I've got to move the outlet pipe so it scours a different place. What I really need to do is build a little rock field for it. I just barely dragged through that last mile. Holy cow. 18 and a half minutes on the backside. That's a whole minute slower than normal. But at least I did it. One more step. And it's also the point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.